Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Omid Beis. Look the Mishnah. Hamafkid Chavius Eitzel Chaveray. Person who left a Chavius by his Chaver. In other words, he appointed his Chaver to be his Shoimer. Poshid is talking about a Shoimer Chinam. Could be talking about a Shoimer Socher too, but let's make life simple. A Shoimer Chinam, he gave him a Chavius. V'lo yichdu lo balim mokoyim. And the Balaam, when he handed over the Chavius, he didn't specify any particular place in the Shomer's house. He just put it somewhere. The Tiltala. And then the Shomer HaPikodoin was Metaltal. In other words, he moved it from its place. Finished Abra. And guess what? And the Chavius broke. Imitoich Yodoi Nishbura, if he was still holding on to it when it broke. Why did he move the Chavius? If he moved the Litzor Chai for his own benefit, Chayv, then he's Chayv, because he had no business moving it. Litzor Chai, if he did it for the benefit of the Chavius, what would be for the benefit of the Chavius? Is Rashi, for instance, that Hoysamokim Hatorfa Ukroivali Hishtaber. It was in a dangerous place where the Chavius had been standing, and now they were concerned about a possible earthquake. Or maybe the floor underneath was weak, and they're afraid that the whole thing is going to collapse. Whatever it was, the reason why he moved
it. The heat of the sun could spoil it, could heat the wine and spoil it.
Could be, yeah. Rashi doesn't give that example. That's a fine example as well. Anyway, Litzarcha, if he did it for the benefit of the Chavius, he's potter. However, in Misha Heinicha, once he had already been metaltlit, and now he put it back, he was Meinichet, he left it. Then Nishbra, if now it broke, he's potur. Now, regardless of why he moved the Chavius, whether it was for his own benefit or for the benefit of Chavius, bottom line, you are potur at that point. Now, that is the first case of the Mishnah. Now, what is this case telling us? He started off as a Shoy Mechinim. Shoy Mechinim is only Chai B'Pshia. There's no indication over here that he was Pshia. He was metaltal, he moved it, either for his own benefit or for the benefit of the Chavius. So the Reisha said that if it broke at the time that he was moving it, the fact that he moved it, if he moved it litzor chai, we'll see in Yechem in the Gemara, that will be called either a shlichus yad. Shlichus yad means, it says in the Pasuk, legabi eshoimer, imloi sholach yodoi b'melechus v'yehu, you have no right to go and take Yenim's chayfetz for your benefit, if you're shaleach yad, and you do it for your benefit, oh, then you got a problem. What happens then? Then you become automatically upgraded from a shem mechinam to the status of a shoyl, which means that you're chayv now be'oinsim. Therefore, if it broke, even if it was just an oinis that it broke, but Lamasi had no business moving it, you're shaleach yad, you're chayv. On the other hand, Mishinicha, once you put it back, says our Mishnah, you're done. You're no longer a shoel. You're no longer taking it. You're leaving it where it was. So you revert automatically back to the status of a shoel mechinam. So that if now subsequently it's going to break, well, that's already an oinus. A shoel mechinam is part of oinus. So there was a short window of opportunity, if you will, where he was upgraded from a shoel mechinam to the status of a shoel, that it's no longer just a chiv of pshia, but now it's a chiv of oinsin. But when he put it back, we're done. He's put. That's the ratio. The seif of the Mishnah says, yichdu lo habalim mokayim. Remember, the ratio began, lo yichdu lo balim mokayim. The original balim of the Chavius just placed it on the person's rishus, on his property, but he didn't, wasn't miyachid it to any particular place. Here, the seif is talking about yichdu lo balim mokayim. No, no. He put it in a special corner. V'tiltla, and now the Shoim went and metaltled it. V'nishra, now it broke. Bein mitoch yodei, bein mishenicha, even after he put it back. L'tzorcho is chayiv, l'tzorcho is potter. So the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is the case of l'tzorchoi, after he nicha. He put it back in its place. What happens now? If the reason why he had taken it was l'tzorchoi, his status remains that of a shoyl chayiv b'oinsin. So even though he put it back, he remains chayiv b'oinsin. So therefore, the distinction between the reisha and the seifa is, in terms of the fact pattern, the reisha was lo yichdu la mokayim. Seifa was yichdu la mokayim. in the reisha after he puts it back, he took it litzorach choy. So temporarily he was upgraded to a shoyl chay bo'insin. But once he puts it back, he reverts to his original status of a shem echinim. And the sefer, even after he puts it back, he remains chayiv forever as a shoyl chayiv bo'insin. And the obvious question is why? What's the difference between the reisha and the sefer? Yes, Rabbi.
How do we define litzorach choy?
He needed. One second. We're not ready yet, David. One second.
How do we define Letzorchoi? Is it that he needed a place, is Letzorchoi, or do you need it to climb on it?
It's a very, very good question. Rashi here in the Mishnah says Letzorchoi lehishtamish bo. He needed it, he wanted to use it.
Wanted to climb somewhere.
Presumably. Yeah. The reason why I say presumably, because we'll see in Mishnah and the Gemara, there are in fact going to be three pshotim in Letzorchoi. One is going to hold that it was a gezel. One's going to hold it was a shlichas yad. The other one says he just wanted to go and l'talta l'hobi aleha goizleis. He wanted to use it as a step stool to be able to climb up and get something. We're going to see Mitchum more in the Gemara. David Fishman, you had a question.
Yes, you interpret Mishenicha as putting it back.
Correct.
Why you do it that way as opposed to say, once you put it in a new place,
well, I'm glad that you are focusing on that. I'm glad that you are focusing on that, because that, in fact, is going to be one of the major focuses of the Omer Aleph. We'll get to that shortly, and you'll see that your point is a very, very valid and important point, and we're going to have a machloikis exactly where did he put it back, how he put it back. We'll see about that shortly. In the meantime, says the Gemara, L'choira, our Mishnah goes either like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva. Who is Rabbi Shmuel and who's Rabbi Akiva? Zokti mor hamani Rabbi Shmuel, the reisha of the Mishnah, l'choira, stims like Rabbi Shmuel. The Omer, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Loi be'inan das balim. If a person is a ganef or a gazlin, and he takes something, or in our Mishnah doesn't have to rise to the level of gzela, but if he was shaleach yad, what's the din? Says Rabbi Shmuel, after he did what he did, all he has to do is put it back. Once he puts it back, he does not have to advise the Balaam. He doesn't have to call up the original Balaam and say, by the way, Balaam, I have good news and bad news. Well, start with the bad news first. Bad news was that I stole your tleh. What's the good news? The good news is that I put it back. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to call him and let him know. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if the Balaam knew nothing about the Geneva, you don't have to tell him about the Hashava. He doesn't need to know anything. It's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The sign, a goyin of tleh min ha'eder, a person stole a shepsela min ha'eder from among the flock, and or the seller min ha'kis, he stole somebody's seller, he stole $1 or $10, whatever, somebody else's wallet, and lemokim shegonav yachzir. All you have to do, says Rabbi Shmuel, is return it to its place. You don't have to tell the Balaam. If you had to tell the Baal, the person presumably would be a little ashamed and embarrassed. He might not give it back. So Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to say anything, since he didn't know that his tleh is missing. Yeah. He didn't know the seller is missing. Just put it back and you're done. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, no. Tzorech das Balaam. You have to go and tell him that you took it. What's the nafkimina, whether you told him or you didn't tell him? Says the top Rashi, if you didn't tell him, you remain chay b'chayis, like the status of a ganav. And therefore, if after you returned the tleh to the eder, if a day later, 3 days later, the animal died, for whatever reason, there was some sort of oinus, guess what? According to Rabbi Kiva, you're still chayiv, because since you took it, you have now, if you will, the kinyani gneva, now it's yours temporarily, you want to give it back, you have to tell the Baal. Once you give it back, then you're off the hook and you're out of the picture. But if you didn't tell him that I'm returning it, so then it's still come labor shoes, says Rashi, and Hashava below Yediyah lav Hashava. He remains on that high level of liability of Oinsen, even though he put it back. So you gotta tell the Baal. Okay, so now getting back to our Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, we're going to take each segment of the Mishnah separately. So we start off with the Reisha. What did it say in the Reisha? The person, meaning the Shoimer, he took away the Chavis. He's similar in concept to the case of the ganef. He had no right to take the chavis. If he took a litzarcho, of course he has every right to do that. But if it's litzarchoi, he didn't have the right to do it. And what does it say in the Mishnah? If he took it and he put it back, then automatically he becomes potter. So even though subsequently the chavius breaks, okay, I was a shoyel temporarily during that period of time that I was the gonev, or that I was the metal to litzor chai. But once I put it back, says the Mishnah, you're potter. So that's like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, once you took it, even though you put it back, you still have to have das balam. You have to go and call him up and say, Yankel, bad news, good news. I took your chavis, but I put it back. Since our Mishnah doesn't require that das balam, it's the choy. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel in the Resha.
They're not parallel, because here the Shomer got it beheter, Ganef took it beisr.
If you take it the Torchoi, then it's the Isser. You had no business taking it.
It's a different level. It's not, it became to Rishus originally.
Our Gemara equates the two and says, anytime you take somebody else's object without telling him, even though you happen to be the Shoimer, but you took it the Torchoi, so then you have the status like
a legal equivalent.
Break Dimar. Nami. So why does it say in the beginning of the Mishnah in the Reisha, Lo Yichtu Lamakan? Even Yechdu Lamakan makes no difference. Yod Miyachid, Nish Miyachid. The important point is, did you return it to its spot? Did you not return it? If you returned it, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to tell anybody. Just put it back and you're done and you're finished. And therefore, from now on, you're going to be potter. So who cares? Yod Yechdu, Lo Yechdu. You're right. Lo Yimi Boyekam. Lo Yimi Boye Yechdu Demakoymahu. Not only in a case with the Baal, or Miyachid Makam. They said, here, let's put the chavis in this corner and leave it there for the next month until I come back. I'm going to pick it up in a month from now. In the meantime, leave it there. Not only yichdu mekaymu, it gets now like a shem, temporary mokim. This is its place. And now you took it away and you returned it back to its place. That's certainly a good hashava. That's a vada. El afilu lo yichdu. Even if initially there was no yichin mokim. And therefore, since it was no yichin mokim, the la mekaymu, it didn't have even a temporary mokoyim. Even in such a case, you don't need das balim. So it's not only where there was yichtu. So you put it back. So that's, of course, a hashova ma'alia, according to Rabbi Shmuel. But even if it didn't have a mokoyim, and you put it back, in other words, you put it back anywhere, fine, what's the din? You don't have to have das balim. And as soon as you put it back, no more metaltel, you now lose your upgraded status of a shoyel chai ba'onsin, you now revert back to your original status as a shomer chai. So in the ratio that sounds great, but aim a seifa. The seifa, the Mishnah said, yichdu lama ba'alam mokim, if the ba'alam were miyachet a particular place, v'tiltula, and he was mitalt and he took it away, v'nishbara, and it broke, bein mitoich yobe, bein mishenicha, even after he put it back, litzor choy, if he originally took it for his tzorech, but I put it back, you're still chayiv, you still retain the upgraded status of being a shoyel chayiv ba'onsin. The Torah is potter. So Frank Timura, that lechayiv doesn't go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because if he put it back, he put it back. You don't need das balim. Why does he still remain at that upgraded level of liability that he's chayiv ba'onsin? So lechayiv, the sefer goes like Rabbi Kiva. You unbein in das balim. And since you didn't inform the balim that you put it back, you remain a ganav for the rest of your life, until you tell him. And that being the case, or until you finally return it to him, whenever the original machkid comes and picks it up.
If it breaks, it's too bad.
Exactly. So if it breaks even in a year from now, totally, you have nothing to do with it. It was because of chas v'shalom, an earthquake, a thunderstorm, whatever, a hurricane, nothing to do with you. But Lamasi, you remain at that higher status until you tell the Baal that you returned it. Oh, so then the Sefer goes like Rabbi Kiva. That's why it says in the Sefer that even though you put it back, hey Nicha, you're still Chayav. It's the Chastira Ration Sefer. So before we get to the Stira, the Gemara wants to continue. If the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva, here Rabbi Kiva, my ear, Yechdu, afil lo Yechdu Nami. According to Rabbi Kiva, that told you have to have Das Balim. Who cares? Yom Miyachid, Nish Miyachid. The important thing is, did you advise the original Balaam that I put it back? Yes or no? Since the Mishnah doesn't tell us that he advised him, so apparently he didn't. So then, Tzorach Das Balaam, and he remains at his higher level, elevated level of liability, until he tells us about. So what's the difference? Does it make Yom Yachin Mokim, Nish Miyachin Mokim? Says him when you're right.
We're
not calling Rabbi Shmuel now.
Why couldn't we say it?
Can we finish Rabbi Kiva and then we'll go back to Rabbi Shmuel? Okay. What the Mishnah is telling us is, not only in case of lo yichtu, that it didn't have a permanent, temporary place during the period of time that it's by the Shoimer, even if it was miyachan mokim, the mekoimahu, and he put it back in that mokim yichud. He took it from the corner, he put it back in the corner, so okay, he put it back, so he's now off the hook. No! But even das balim, you still have to advise the balim. Balim, I took it and I put it back. So therefore, what we're saying is, both in the reisha and in the sefer, the yichtu and lo yichtu is really not enough kemina, because in the reisha it's going kodesh to bishmol. Kodesh to bishmol, you never need das balim as long as after you took it, even though you took it litzor choy, elevated to the status of a oynes chayb of a shoyel chayb onsin. As long as you put it back, whatever you put it back, you're done, finished, aledikt, you're no longer chayv. According to this. And therefore, says the Gemara, makes no difference according to Rabbi Shmuel. Yo yichtu, lo yichtu. The important thing is, he put it back, no das balam needed, and you're off the hook. In the Sefer, however, which goes according to Rabbi Kiva, again, there's no difference. Yo yichtu, nish yichtu. The important thing is, did you call up the balam and tell him the good news? Did you return it? No, I didn't tell him I took it, I didn't tell you. Oh, you didn't tell him, even though he didn't even know that you took it. You are now a temporary ganef equivalent, and therefore you have the status of a shoyel, you're chayv ba'onsin forever and ever, until either you advise him, Rabida, put it back, or until you actually hand it over to him at the end of the zman of the shmir. Yes?
Why according to what can say that it's going for Mishmah, the Sefer?
The Sefer?
It's out of a Nishbara. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're high. It's out of a Nishbara because it.
But it's talking about Nishbara even after Sheinicha. Nishbara Bein Mitechiyad, Bein Mishnicha. He already put it back. Sayonara, goodbye, Chavias. I'm not going to look at you anymore for the next 20 years. And then a year later, boom, all of a sudden, it burst. Says the Mishnah, you're high.
Because when he put it back,
even after he put it back, he still remains chai. The Torchoi, if he took the Torchoi, he remains chai forever.
Okay.
He's like a Ghana forever and ever. Okay?
Yeah.
We have a question.
Oh, yeah, what's
the question? It seems that the Ghana has a din of a shoyal.
A din of a shoyal that he's chai ba'ant.
Right.
Correct.
Now, if he was coined the object that he stole,
right,
how can he be having technically the din of a shoyal? Because actually, it's whatever happens is his.
We're just using that as a
borrowed term.
A borrowed term.
For Shoel is a borrowed term.
Ah. Exactly. What we want to say is that now he's no longer the lowest level of Shmira, which is only Pshia, or even Shemesachar, he's Chai Begneva Veda. He is now elevated all the way to the top of the list, having the same status like a Shoel. But you're right, we don't have to refer to him as a Shoel. It's easier for you. He's just a Gazlan. And a Gazlan is Chai Ba'onsen, because he took it away. So no matter what happens to this object,
even though it's his.
It's his in terms of Kinyonic Zayla, but of course he owes it back to the original Baba. Heshav is Zayla Asher Gozo. He only has Kinyonim to his detriment, and not that he is now it belongs to me, I'm an Achush and Lament. Those Zaylas cause him now to have that elevated level of liability.
Responsibility. He has this
just like a Shoyl, meaning that he's Chayiv in Boitz.
Yeah.
So if the animal that he took, exactly, Bartim. Good. So at the moment, we have now concluded that the Reisha is now Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is now Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara, Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer, Rabbi Kiva. Fake tomorrow. Is that possible? In the same Mishnah, I didn't see Rabbi Shmuel's name. I didn't see Rabbi Kiva's name. The only difference I saw in the Mishnah was, here's Yichtu, and here's Lo Yichtu. Actually, Lo Yichtu, and there's Yichtu. And therefore, in one case, he said, Mishanicha, it's Potter. In one case, Mishanicha, it's not Potter. Doesn't say Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't say Rabbi Kiva. Does that make sense? And yeah, we're forced to say that. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said emphatically, the Om Rabbi Yochanan, Man de Matargam li Chobius alib de Chatana. If there's somebody that can come up with an explanation of our Mishnah dealing with that's the Chobius Mishnah, if he could say that both the Reisha and the Sefer goes according to one Tana, Muvlanam mani basrei lebei mesusa, I would be so thankful to him that I would be willing to go and be his temporary Eved and go and schlep his begodim after him to the Bei Mesusa, to the Beis Americans. So when he goes to the Mikvah, when he goes to the Beis Americans, you need somebody to go and schlep your clothing for you. He doesn't have to hire an aide or a slave I am willing, says Rabbi Yochanan, I bechoydi ba'atzmi, I'm going to go and take the begotten, because I see no other way out of our Mishnah but to explain that the Reish is Rabbi Shmuel and the Sefer is Rabbi Kiva. Now from here to the bottom of the Amid, we're going to have three Mandi Amid. We're going to have Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, we're going to have Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, and we're going to have Rabbi Sheshes. And all three of them are accepting the challenge of Rabbi Yochanan. They're all going to say that the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. But how could that be? In the Reisha it says that after he put it back, if he took the Tzorchai, everything, our whole discussion is the Tzorchai, that he was, quote-unquote, a ganef, a gazlan, a bad guy, he was a shaleach yad, whatever title you want to give the guy. This individual, what does it say in the Reisha? If he put it back, he's now potter, he's off the hook. And the Sefer says, oh no, 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 even though you put it back, you're still chayiv. What's the reason why? This is what David was referring to when we were learning the Mishnah, that the Gemara is going to say that according to all the three pshatim that we're going to have, whether it's Reb Yankif, Reb Nosson, or Reb Sheshes, all of them are learning that in the Sefer, it's talking about that he put it back, but not bimkoimoy. He didn't put it back in its right place. So even according to Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't do a proper hashava. Rabbi Shmuel Taka doesn't require das balam. You don't have to call him on the phone and say, Yankel, I have good news for you. I took your chavius, but I put it back. You don't have to say a word. He doesn't know.
But at least put it back where you took it from.
You have to put it back. Now, why is that not a problem in the Reisha? Because in the Reisha,
there's no designated place.
Exactly. So you can go and put it back in this corner, that corner, in the middle, in the top, in the front, in the back. Mindy, we announced that you gave Lekach and Mashkin the Kumbhish Chaych. We said Bepem Mulei. Good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So our Mishnah in the Reish is talking about lo yichtu lamokot. So anywhere that you decide, I'm no longer using the chavis, now I'm putting it anywhere. It doesn't have to be back to its original mokot, because you lo yichtu lamokot. So put it wherever you want. In the right corner, the left corner, in the middle of the room, in the back of the room, in the front of the room, wherever you want. So once you said, I'm no longer using it, and you put it wherever you put it.
You did a shava.
And therefore, you're no longer on the level of a gazlan or a level of a borrowed child. That's chayiv ba'ayitzin. You're now off the hook. You're back to your regular, original shomer chinam status. However, in the sefer, yichdu l'makayim, I wanted that corner. Until you put it back in that corner, you haven't done the hashava. So even though you said, oh, I'm done, I'm not using it anymore, I'm finished, I'm doing tshuva, I'm not going to use his chavius, but mister, until you put it back in koimai, it's not a good hashava. It's not a good hashava. Even if it breaks, betoich oinis, a week later, a month later, a year later, totally unrelated, you still remain on that higher level of chiyuv haitzim. So that's the sum total of these three mandiyam.
So what's the difference between
them? Oh, so what are the difference between them? So tigam or bianca baraba kami derav. Number one, he explains, again, all of them go like Rabbi Shmuel, Shinatola al Manas Ligoizla. When he took it, he intended, in fact, to go and steal it. This is not a very reliable, trustworthy, honest Shoimer. He saw this barrel. Barrel presumably was full of delicious wine. And he said, it really smells good. I want to use it. It's coming Pesach now. I'm going to have Arba Koises. Two nights in a row, I'm going to have Kanai Nahara, a big, big oilam. We're going to use this wine. I'm a chaya free, chavius of wine free. He stole it. That was his kavan. The Torah al menas legoisa. Tirgum Rav Nosson bar Abba kami drav shenot la al menas l'shleich b'yad. Not to go and steal it, just to be shaleach yad. Now, what means to be shaleach yad? When I learned this initially, I assumed, like Rabbi said a few minutes ago, that he wanted to use it like for a stepladder, to be able to go and climb up somewhere, and that's why he moved it from one place to the other. But that's going to be Rav Sheshes in another couple of minutes. According to Rashi, Rav Nosson bar Abba is talking about Shlech Bayad. He was only going to go and steal it b'mi'utai, not the entire thing. I'm going to take a miktas. I'm going to just take one cuss for the arba koises. Nish de ganze zach. That's already enough to give him the status similar to a gazlan. That what? He has, using the borrowed term, he's now elevated as if he's a shoyl, meaning he's chayiv ba'onsin. Why does Rabbi Yankov bar Abba say it's talking about amanas legoizla? And Rav Nosson Bar Abba says, Amanas l'shloach yod bo yad, they're basically the same. Here the gezeila is, he's stealing the entire bag. And in the case of shloach bo yad, he only wants to take some of it. My commitment to give shlichas yad tzricha chisorin. What the shlichas yad requires chisorin, meaning that after you shloach yad, you in fact took some of the contents of what you shloach yad. The term shloach yad is because by both Hashem Mechinim and Hashem Mesachar, the Torah used the expression im lo sholach yodoy b'meleches re'eil, that when is he off the hook? In the case, for instance, of Hashem Mechinim, if there was a gezeila va'aveda, im lo sholach yodoy, but I didn't touch it, had nothing to do with it, then you're potter. On the other hand, if you in fact were shloach bo yad, just you moved it with the intent to go and take some of the contents, in the case, in this case, the chavis. So if you in fact took it, and the chavada, you're a real gazel. But even if you didn't take and you gave, put it back afterwards, the question is, what is your status because you're shaleich yad? If the chavis now is stolen, gneva veda, are you chayv, yes or no? If it was an oinus that the barrel broke, are you chayv, yes or no? Ah, so Zokti Gemara, we have a machloikos, a shlichas yad, tzrich chisar. Mandiyom legoizla, that's Rabbi Yanka Baraba. He says, it talks about that he intended stealing the contents of this chavis, the whole chavis, mitigan samasa. It's kosov a shlich yad, tzrich chisar. He says that you are not elevated to the next status of liability unless you were shaleach yad, and there was a chisaray. Chisaray means that he used some of the contents. Since in our Mishnah, it says that he took it away, but he put it back, meaning that there was no chisaroi. If that's the case, he wasn't shaleach yad, according to Rav Yanka Bar Abba. You only have the status of shaleach yad that propels you to the higher status of oinzen liability. If there was a shlichas yad, you took it, and you actually used some of it. You did a chisar. But in our case, he didn't. He just put it back. That being the case, he didn't get to that higher level of shlichas yad that would require him to become chay ba'inzen. So why itak is he chay ba'inzen if nishtabra? I'll tell you why. Because, says Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba, because he wasn't shlich yad. He was a gazlon. How is he a gazlon? Because he said, Nini muchanim zuman, I'm taking the entire chavyas. Once you take the entire chavyas, even if there was no chisorai, no chisorai is le'mal of le'moyrit. If you take somebody else's object, whether you use it or you didn't use it, whether you sold it, you didn't sell it, makes no difference. You stole it, you stole it. So therefore, you're propelled to that high madrega of chay b'oinsen. Masha Enkein says, Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba, if you only shleich bayad, with the intention of taking some of it. But l'masa, you didn't take anything, so you're not, you don't get into the status of a shalech boyad. As soon as you put it back, you're potter. So in Bazoi, why in the Mishnah did it say in the Sefer that you continue to be chayiv? Because it wasn't just a shlichas yad, it was a gezeila. So all the Gemara is telling us is, why does Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba have to call it a goizel? And Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba calls it just shalech boyad, because Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba says shlichas yad by definition includes a chisaroi. In our case, in the Mishnah, there was no chisar because the guy put it back. So the only way that he could be elevated to an oinis mechuyav is only if he's a gazlan. So that's why I'm telling you, you took it amanas. On the other hand, if he just took a shliach yad and he didn't use anything, so he never became a shliach boyad. That's according to Reb Yaakov. According to Reb Nosson Bar Abba, shliach yad ain't a shliach chisar. As long as you took it away, you have a status similar to that of a gazlon. You took it, you were not choyse, you put it back, but mister, you're still a shaleich yad. You don't need chasaron to be a shaleich yad. Oh, so therefore you retain the status of shaleich bayad, and that's why in the Sefer in the Mishnah, if you don't put it back in its mokoyim, then you're going to continue to have that elevated status of chiyuv oinsin forever and ever. That's the So the bottom line is, both Rabbi Yankif and Rabbi Nosson say the whole Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel, and the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is, the Reisha, since there was no Yichud Mokim, just put it anywhere, and you're done, because there was no initial Yichud Mokim. So now there's also no Yichud Mokim. As long as you say, I'm no longer using it, put it down, wherever it is, you're finished. He's no longer a Ganef, he's no longer Shleich Bayad, he is now potter if it gets broken subsequently. Mashenkin in the safe word talking, Yiklulamakam, put it back b'mkoymai. But he didn't. Since he didn't, he retains the status of either the Ganef according to the Gazlan, according to Biyaka Barabba, or the Shleich Yad, according to Rav Nosson Barab. We're going to have Rav Sheshis in a moment. Rashi says Rav Sheshis initially threw in a kasha, and then later on you'll see Rav Sheshis gives his own pshat. Maskul Rav Sheshis. Midi not luktani, till to luktani. If we go back to the Mishnah, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer, it doesn't use the term notla. Notla would have that sense that he took it for himself, either as a gazlan, like Rabbi Anka Barabba, or that he took it as a shalech yad, like Rabbi Nosson Barabba, but doesn't use that term notla. It says tiltala. Tiltala means he just moved it. So why do you automatically say, oh, ganef, meta gazlan, meta shalech yad? He just moved the thing. It's true, he did it litzor choy. It was just tiltala. If Elam Rav Sheishis Hakamai Iskina, he going to tiltala lahavia lea gois lois. In other words, we come down to the same bottom line. That according to Rav Sheshis, I also have a person who has the halachic status of a gazlan. How does he get that? If you're shoyu shalom midas, meaning you took it without reporting that you're moving it, and you're moving it with tzor choy. Why is it tzor choy? L'havi olea goizles. To use like a step stool, like a ladder, to be able to get to the top, to be able to take down goizoles, the pigeons, which are somewhat higher up. Maybe he had a chicken coop outside and his ladder broke, so he moved the barrel there for a few minutes to be able to climb up, climb down, and now he's putting it back in its place. Says Rev Sheshes, the halach is if you're shoyo shaloi midas, you used it without giving the other person any notice. Oh, you're a god, you have a dinner with god. I didn't steal anything, I just put it away, I took away for 5 minutes, put it away. Mister, you could say whatever you want. You're a gazlan, you're a gazlan, you're a gazlan. And therefore, if you put it back in its original place, or, like the Mishnah says, lo yichtu lo mokum, so any place is its place, wherever you put it. Okay? I was a gazlan for 5 minutes, for an hour or two. Done. No more gazlan. But since in the Sefer, you were miyachin mokum, so you gotta put it back from koimoy. You didn't put it back from koimoy, you never made a proper hashava. And you remain a gazlan forever until you put it back l'mkayim. So that's why even according to Bishmal in the Sefer, l'tzorcha you are chayiv. Even if it breaks a week later, a month later, a year later, having nothing to do with the fact that he was metaltlet nimokam amokam. So all Rav Sheshis really has added, if you will, is he has a better shot in the sense that the Mishnah used the term tiltla instead of notla. They're good. But they both, all three hold the same thing. So getting back again to Markovich, he has the status of a gazlan. V'kula Rabbi Shmuel, v'kula means, says Rashi, all three hold that the entire Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Ah, if that's the case, I understand the ratio why when he puts it back. He is now potur, because Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need das ba'alim. But why in the Sefer that it says he continues to be chayiv even though he put it back? He put it back, but not back in its mokoyim. When the original owner brought it to the Shoyimiz Rishus, he put it there in the right-hand corner. Stay, leave it there, and that's obvious. When the Shoyimiz took it away, if he had put it back in its place, could Rabbi Shmuel, fine, you're done. You were a gazlan for a minute, you were a shalech yad for a minute, you were a shoyo shaloi midas for a minute, outs is good. But as long as you put it back, you're off the hook. But if you put it back, shaloi mim koimai, then you are in trouble. So, all three pshat and the maisa come out all the same, that the nefkei minah between the reisha and the seifa is reisha, he put it back in its mokon, because there was no mokon. The seifa, he did not put it back in its mokon, he was miyachin mokon. So the reisha, there was a good hashava. Os gazlin, now he reverts to a shem mechinim. The seifa, since it was a yichin mokon, and he didn't put it back in its mokon, he retains the status of a gazlin, or a shalech boyad, or a person who is shoyul shleimidas, which is also considered to be a gazlan. L'choyer, this is such a good pshat. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, it cannot be that you can find one man diyama for both the Reish and the Sefer? It has to be that the Reish is Rabbi Shmuel and the Seif is Rabbi Kiva. And otherwise, if you can prove me otherwise, then I'm going to go and schlep the other guys, begot them to the Beis HaMechitz. The sense of the word hinicha means to put it back in its proper place. And if they were miyachid mokin, and you put it anywhere else, that's not called hinicha. The sense of the word hinicha means you put it back where you were supposed to put it back. And with this, we have concluded this discussion. As you'll have heard over the last 10 or 15 minutes, we focused on David Fishman's point. What means to put it back? Does it mean Taka put it back in its original mokai? Then you're off the hook. But if you didn't put it back in its original mokai, you just put it back. Guess what? According to the Sefer, you still retain the elevated liability status of a gazlan, etc., the jichai points.
It just strikes me that the language of the Mishnah, leaves it open to a different interpretation, because it could have used Echzira or Oshiva. Something else.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. That presumably, although the Gemara doesn't address what you're saying, but presumably that underlies the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and the other three mandiyamrim. That the other three said that the word hinicha is lavdafka, and Rabbi Yochanan said the word hinicha is like you're saying, it's as if it said hechzir alimkain. Very good point. Okay, so since we addressed the issue, at least we raised the issue about Tzrichas Yad, Tzrichas Aron, Lav Tzrichas Aron, now the Gemara tells us, in fact, this is a famous old Machloikis Rav and Levi. Itma Rav and Levi Chad Omer Tzrichas Yad, Tzrichas Aron, Chad Omer Tzrichas Yad, Ein Tzrichas Aron. Remember, the way Rashi learned Tzrichas Yad means his intention when he took it was not to steal the whole thing, but just to take mitzvah, to take some of it, and then he changed his mind, and he put it back. Since he didn't use it at all, there was no chisaron, does he still remain a shaleach yad, or does he not? That's machlokes between the two mandiyamim. One says it has to have chisaron. If there was no chisaron, nothing happened. Retroactively, he didn't do anything. Nothing happened, nothing ventured, nothing lost, gunished, finished. The other one says, no, ain't a chisaron. If you took it, even though you didn't use any of the contents, you still have the same status, just like a gazlin, a ganev, a no goodnik, a shaygitz, and all the rest, unless you put it back, then koimai, says Rabbi Shmuel, you didn't do a proper hashava, and you still have that elevated status of chayboitz. Now it says, chad omer, who said chad omer? It's time of being right, and now will be omer shlichas yad, ain't it shlichas yad? How do I know? Desanya. Roye sho yeroye edroy, viniach edroy, ubole ir. You have a shepherd, he was doing a good job, and then at one point, he left the Eder, and he went into the city. And during that period of time that he left, came these vicious wild animals, a wolf or a lion, and destroyed one or more of the Eder. What's halacha? He's potter. Now why is he potter? Because even had he been on the spot when his Eiv, it would make no difference. He'd have to run away. I mean, his Eiv and Ari is so dangerous that he's noivis. He would not be mechuyev to stick around when that happened. Are you going to tell me lechoyda? It's a case of tchilosei bepshia b'soifah ba'oynis. What business did he have to be hiniyachedra? As soon as he hiniyachedra, it's already a pshia. And so, therefore, remember we had a machloikis between Abaye and Rava whether tchilosei bepshia b'soifah ba'oynis are you chayv, are you potter? Rashi says that is not the case over here, because when he was Niach Edroy, he went at the time when the Royim typically went into the city. In other words, even though the Gemara doesn't speak this out, the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara is that, for instance, every day or every 2 days or every 3 days, whatever, they had a lunch break when they were entitled to go and leave the Eder for an hour or two, went to the city, come back again, and this is totally normal. This is not considered to be a pshia. So Busimit is Eiv and the Ari, just a zichra and oynis. After all, Eiv and Ari is dangerous. He's not mechuyev to risk his life, and that's why he's part. Okay, so the first part of the brisa is very straightforward. It's the second part that gets us into our discussion. What happens in Yich Makli the Tarmiloi Oldehel? What happens if the Roya went and put on the animal? He put on his makal, his shtekin, tamiloi, one of his begodim, or maybe a sack, whatever he had, and he used it for that animal for his purposes. What happens now? Then he is chayil. even though subsequently, how was this animal dead? It's as a result of the ze'ev or the ari, a total oinus. By putting your makla tamila elea, you have now been shaleach boyad, because you're now using it for yourself. Roya, you have no right to use these soin for yourself.
Why? I mean, isn't that considered part of the normal procedure of being a roya? That when you take care of somebody's animals, you can put your makkel on it. Isn't that?
And our Gemara says no, that's not part of the normal procedure.
Okay. It's exceptional.
You want to put your makkel down, put it on a tree hump, go and put it on a boulder,
right.
Put it on the ground. Don't put it on an animal unless you have rishus. Unless it's your animal, but somebody else's animal, you are now being shaleach boyad.
He put it on there as sort of a, for care keep.
He was tired.
To protect his makkel. It wasn't for the benefit. It was a tzarcho, not a tzarcho.
That's for sure.
Maybe he was trying to protect the sheep. Cover
no,
it up.
It was a tzarcho.
They're walking the street.
It's
clearly not. They put a nice little blanket on it. And
no, no, it's the tzarcho, not a tzarcho. It's clearly.
I think the problem
put in parentheses the tzarcho.
In the eclipse, that's when they come alive.
Ah, okay.
That's what we should say about animals.
Very good. And it said in this brisa, once he puts his makla the tamila alea, then he's chayiv, even though subsequently the ze'ev and the ari were the ones that tore it apart and ate up the sand. When we were learning this brisa, we were clearing. We shouldn't be near makla the tamila alea chayiv. Hashaklinu. Obviously, at some point he took it away. And once he took it away, why don't you say, like Rabbi Shmuel says, that it's really like a hashava, you don't need the das, you know, it's called the baal. Baal, by the way, I used your animal temporarily for the makla tamila. Good news, I took it back. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to tell anybody, just take it back and you're finished. Hakshaklinu. So why does he still, is he chai bo'intzen? He was just a regular roya, that's not chai bo'intzen. Omra makla, omra avu, omra rav, that's the rav that we're talking about. He left the makli b'tarmiloi and he went on his way to the city, leaving the makli b'tarmiloi on the back of the ze'ev, of the tzoyim, and then the ze'ev or the ari came, and they said, ooh, I like the makli b'tarmiloi, it's so pretty, so that, and they attacked this tzoyim and killed it, and he's going to be chayov, because b'oin olea. Frey Timara, p'chi oin olea, may have it. Good, so he put it oin olea. But he wasn't coined, he didn't take it away. Shouldn't he have to have a
Akinyan,
Gazela, Epis Akinyan. Omer, Vyomer, Abshmuel, Baritil, Omer, Rab, again the same Rab. Shekishim, a makib, Ratzilfan. He gave a patch with the makib. I guess he had two makib, one that he left on the back, one that he gave a patch. And guess what? And it started moving, and as a result of its moving, then it's chai, because he made a mashicha, Sigigangin. So.
What's his intention to steal it now?
Not to steal it, but he's using it in shaleach bayad. How's he shaleach bayad? By putting his makla tamila in there.
Is that a kinyan when he's
it's both. He has the kinyan of moving it, and then
as the roa, moving it is part of his shmirah.
Absolutely.
So moving it with his makla is not als kinyan. It's als shmirah.
Apparently, this was a time that all of them were looking at the eclipse or sunning themselves and having a good time. And then he put makla v'tamila on one of them, gave a patch, and he moved. Oh, so I have both the kinyan together with the shleich v'yad by putting the makla v'tamila. The combination of those two, that is
a kinyan.
Not only a kinyan, but it also elevates him and upgrades him. That now he's chayiv b'onsin, and that's why he's chayiv when the ze'ev and the ari come and attack and eat up this poor little time. Frank him of holy chosra. Didn't you say if he's shlech bayad? But there was no chesaron. The machleb and tamilai are fine. Even after the suuda and the ze'ev and the ari leave, the machleb and tamilai are there on the ground and they're still in pristine condition. Nothing happened to them. Elav shmamino kasav shlichazyan. It's chesaron. So I could be poishit that Rav holds that you don't need a chesaron to be over on or to have the status of a shlech bayad. There's more nishkaraya. When it says hikisha, it was hikisha. Hikisha means it weakened the animal somewhat. Gave a zetz, as a patch, as a clap, that the animal now feels it and tells its mommy, oh yeah, my backside, it hurts me.
Ended up with a weak end.
A weak end. Beautiful. And therefore they're going to have to go to veterinarian and they're going to have to get insurance. It's a cancer. Ah, deikonami. I'll bring you right, Victoria. It says hikisha b'makel. It could have said, for instance, if you're just concerned about his kinyan, let it just talk about that in Higa, he went and pulled the reins and moved it. Why does he have to give this example of the Hikisha? Because he meant Hikisha, Shema Mino, by using this term, this is exactly what we had in mind, that the Shlichas Yad had to have a Chisaroi. Omer Rav, Sama Shlichas Yad, Tzrich Chisaroi. So by default, after all this machlokes, Rav and Levi, since we proved that Rav holds that it needs a chasarin by using this lashon of the hikisha b'makan instead of stam in higa, he moved it away, he led it away by its reins. Is a chasim chasarin? So Levi holds ain't a tzricha chasarin. Fate tomorrow, my time with Levi. Why taka? If you're telling me the person shleich yad and now he is upgraded from a shemachinim to the status, not of a shoy, but of chiyav of oinzin, it's a barter. He's pushed up and elevated to chayv oinzin. He wasn't shleich b'yad. I mean, he was shleich b'yad, but he was no chesaron. So this is my kolarash. My tamad lady, Amr Birchin, Shem Abshoisi Ben Nohiroi, Mishuna Shlich Hasyar Amura B'Shoimer Socha, Mishlich Hasyar Amura B'Shoimer Chinam. What does he mean, Mishuna? As we'll see on the Amud Beis momentarily, that the Pasik in Leisholach Yodim Leches Re'eyu is repeated twice. One by the Shemer Chinam and one by the Shemer Socha. And what the Pasik is telling us is, the Shemer Chinam is Potter B'Gneva Vaveda as long as Leisholach Boyat. The Shemer Socha is Potter B'Oinzin as long as he's not Shalech Boyat. And the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, why does the Torah have to repeat it? If the whole kavan of shlichus yad is that you are propelling the person, upgrading him from the lower status of liability to the higher status of liability, you should only have to say it once and learn the other one from it with a kal v'chayim. That's in the Mishuna, if you will, it might be a play on words. With the Gemara, the Chayyid Apostle is saying Mishuna, that by the fact that the Torah repeated a second time, it wants it to be Mishana, the status of the shlichus yad, that it doesn't mean a shlichus yad sheyesh boi chesaron, but even a shlichus yad sheein boi chesaron, the same halacha applies. But the word mishuna can also come from the word shnai, that since the word shlichus yad is repeated twice, that's the reason why you don't have to have a shlichus yad with a chesaron, even a shlichus yad without a chesaron, like the Gemara now explains. So this is Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Nohiroi, says Rabbi Yochanan Bani Oimer, and I respectfully disagree. Ain a mishuna, and therefore you do have to have chisorin. And Rabbi Yochanan therefore learns like Rav that shlichus yad has to have a chisorin to be elevated to the status of chay b'atzim.
So he used his staff. The staff, right?
He used the staff.
Yeah. So it's what, that should comfort the Adama. No,
staff. Broaden the staff. Because the staff is helping out. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
So
by staff meaning, we'll discuss these matters. Yes, sir.
So it doesn't. This is not a din of Geneva in a sense. This is a special din, but because of that, because he didn't make a
expanded liability. It's not Kenyan. Yeah, it's not Kenyan.
It's not a Kenyan. There's no Kenyan here. There's no Yush and all these other things.
There's a Kenyan because he moved it.
He moved it. In the case of the Chavrut, for that purpose. He wasn't.
But bear in mind, Rabbi Sai, the Mishnah is very, very nice. I'm glad that you're going back to it. But now this is already independent, machlokes, between Rav and Levi in general. If you have any person who's a Shleach Yad, does that change his status to elevate him, to propel him, to upgrade him from the simple Shem Chinam or Shem Sachar to the status of his Chai Bo'etzim? Yes or no? So both hold that since the Torah used the expression, make sure you're not Shleach Yad. The question is, what is the definition of Shlichus Yad? If Shlichus Yad means that not only he took it, but he also removed some of the contents, he used it, he misused it, abused it, he did something with it, that's a Shlichus Yad Sheyesh B'Chasan. If he just took it and he put it back, that's a Shlichus Yad Sheyesh B'Chasan. From that point on, is he still on that elevated higher level of liability status or not? Mm-hmm. So if there was a chasan, everybody agrees, oh, he's going to be Chai Bonson forever and ever. On the other hand, if it was Ein B'Chasan, so that's the Machlokes, where according to Rav, since Ein B'Chasan, you put it back, you're done. Couldn't you be Shmuel, you don't need Das Balam, you put it back, a good Hashava, you now revert to your original status of the lowly Shem Machina. On the other hand, if you were, according to Levi, that says Shlichus Yad Ein B'Chasan, you don't need Chasan, you remain a Shaleach Yad forever and ever. So even though there's a subsequent oinus, you're going to be chayo.
Levi's an Amora, and you have Tanoim against him. How can Levi be arguing?
You also have Tanoim before him. In other words, we have Machlokes Tanoim Legabe
the Chasaron, the Chasaron issue. I'm saying is, if there's no Chasaron, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you put it back where it belonged,
right.
Had a place, or if there was no place there, you certainly put it back. There's no Chasaron, you're off the hook.
Very good. So that's the reason why Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba said, we're not talking about Shlichus Yad, we're talking about Amanas L'Goyisla. That was the theory of Machlokes. why didn't he want to say it so much shlichas yad? But said shlichas yad shein bechasarin is not a shlichas yad. Oh, so what caused him to be elevated to the higher level of liability? Because he stole it, not because he was shaleich yad. Mm-hmm. That was the three way machlokes we had before. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, Bani Oimer and I, say and Mishuna, we needed both shlichas yad by both the Shem Achinim and the Shem Besachar, so therefore it's not duplicative, and therefore we don't have any Kal V'chaymer, and I hold that the Halach is Shlichas Yad, Tzricha Chisar. So Frank Dimar, Umay Mishunah, what do you mean by this? It's Mishunah. It's a funny term, Mishunah. It's all thing
Mishunah.
It's Mishunah term. Ah, oh, exactly. Why did the Torah have to repeat Shlichas Yad B'Shem Besachar? But it's Mishem Achinim, and Macha Kal V'chaymer. Amadach Shem Achinim, Shepotr B'Gnei V'Aveda. Right? Shem Achinim is only Chai B'Pshia. But it's Potr B'Gnei V'Aveda. Sholech B'Yad as soon as he Sholech B'Yad. Chayev, he's Chayev even B'Oinzin. Shem Mesachar, Shechai B'Gnei V'Aveda, he starts off on a much higher level. Like Oshkin the Chavad, he should be Chayev B'Oinzin. So my Hilchus of Kasvinu Rachmanu. Loi Malach to go and tell you, you would have thought, when do you get branded as the Shalech Yad guy, you're the bad guy, you get propelled to Chiv Onsin, only when there's a Chisaroin. Mm-hmm. Because not only that you took it and you moved it, but you actually used it and you took some of it. You diminished it, you reduced it, all the wonderful terms. Think of any other synonymous terms. But the point is, if it would only say one Shlichas Yad in the Torah, I would say it's Tzrich Chisar. By the fact that it's repeated twice, ooh, it's Mishunah, Loshin Shnai. Also Mishunah that it's different, to tell you don't need a Shlichas Yad with a Chisaron. After a Shlichas Yad without a Chisaron. That's why the Torah repeated it, to tell you, you're a bad guy, even though you didn't, Mechaser, you didn't take any of the contents at all. That's according to the one that Rabbi Yochanan was quoting, Rabbi Yossi ben Nehoiroi. Vani Oimer, this is now Rabbi Yochanan himself, ain't a Mishunah, it's not repetitive. Why is it not repetitive? Because I, Rabbi Yochanan, hold like Rabbi Blazer. Who's Rabbi Blazer? The Amado Vedo Achasi. Both cases are the same. What are both cases? My Dov Achasi, what does that mean? Mishum the Ikala Mifrach, you just told me that once it says Shlichas Yad by Shemachinam, that propels him to a higher level of liability to Oinsin. So the Chazircha than Avada by Shemachar. No. In certain respects, Shemachinam is more Chomor than a Shemachar. I never heard about that. Shem Achinim is always much lighter, right? You only chayv b'pshia, but you pasig nei vaveda, pata b'on, you pata from everything, except for b'pshia. While Shem Esach is much more, a higher level, you chayv b'gnei vaveda. So Timur, I'll tell you why. Shem de'ik le'mifrach ma l'shem Achinim shekin m'shalom tishlum kevel b'toyin tan is ganov. Ooh, what is that case? You come over to the Shem Achinim. Where is my object? It was stolen. Really? It was, yes! Are you willing to make a shvuah? Yes, I hereby make a shvuah that it was stolen by someone. I don't know, it was a god of the middle of the night, surreptitiously, somebody stole it. I make a shvuah. Then after that, we find out a day or two later that you know who stole it? He stole it in the middle of the night. He, the Shem Achinim himself. In such a case, you gotta go and pay kefil. How? We didn't see in the Torah. It says, no yimotzi ganav, and then and then when they find the ganav is in the pasuk, then yishalim shnoyim. So Gemara darsh yishalim shnoyim that imlo yimotzei ganav. He didn't find the ganav like he was toyein that it's a third party ganav, but rather we found that he is the ganav himself. He has to pay kefil. Ah, of course it has to be number one that he stole it, and number two that he made a shvuah, a full shvuah. Then he has to go and pay the kefil.
And number three, that he's caught.
Okay, fine. But that's not the reason we have to pay the kefil. Right. You know, okay, fine. But let's get back to, that's by Yishem Achinim. By Yishem Esachar, you never have to pay kefil. Why do you have to pay kefil? As soon as he says, Rabbi Yisai, it's not my fault, it was Gneva. Oh, Gneva, chai bekeren, you got to go and pay the keren. So you never get to the kefil stage, because a Yishem Esachar is chai b'gneva veda. Makes no difference who the ganef is. You're the ganav, he's the ganav, whoever the ganav is, as soon as it's stolen, you chayiv keren. Ah, that being the case, says Imor, so I have an isolated example where the Shem Achinim is more chomor than the Shem Esachar. So if we'd only say by Shem Achinim, the din of Shlichas Yad, I wouldn't know the din of shlichas yad by the shomer sachar, because in one sense the shomer sachar is lighter in terms of his liability than the shomer chena.
No, it feels like it's a dodgy answer, because the chiyuv of the shomer sachar by geneva is locked in,
right?
Mm-hmm. So it's stronger than a shomer chinam in that sense.
Oh,
the fact
the man the late parich and the other man the yomer that does not agree with this line and say it's a pircha because shomer chinam is mochamer. So we're kind of blei shvur adiv a mikvei le mishvur. That Karen without a shvur is much better or much more chomer than kvei le mishvur. Why is that the case? Says Rashi very simply, because who says he's going to go and make a full shvur and then that he's going to be caught and then he's going to have to go and pay kefil? This is such a remote case. I mean, it's certainly possible, but this is not a daily event. Mash Enkin, as you said, Kedev Aved is locked in as soon as you're a Shem B'Sachar.
You got to pay.
So therefore, that this Mandi Amar holds that chumra of the Shem Echinam, paying the Shem Echinam,
it's remote. It's improbable.
Improbable, infrequent,
it's Mishnah.
Oh, so bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's the basis of the machloikis, whether or not shlichas yad trichison ainah trichison. If I hold that the second shlichas yad is ibarik, it's redundant, we don't need it. So it's coming to tell you that you don't have to be a shlich yad only by making chason. Even if you didn't make a chason, you become propelled to a shlich yad guy that has the din of chaybant. The Adamadi Yom says, no, I need both of them. Why do we need both of them? Because both Shem Esachar is more chomer than Shem Echinam, and Shem Echinam is more chomer than Shem Esachar, at least in one respect. The other man is like, come on, give me a break. That's so irregular, infrequent, remote, far-fetched.
Highly unlikely,
and all those other wonderful virtuous terms. Okay, virtual terms. Fine. Zoki Moravaita. Rav Omar, Rav now comes up with yet a third perspective or approach. Third approach. We had one man the other that says we don't need the second shlichas yad. The other man the other says no, we need the shlichas yad. Rava says I don't need both shlichas yad. I don't need it by shem achinim. I don't need it by shem esacha. By neither. Loi toim shlichas yad. Loi b'shem achinim. Loi b'shem esacha. So then how would I know the din of shlich yad gets propelled to the higher level of liability of ansim? The takes mishal coming from shoyl. When the shoyel took and borrowed this object or this animal or whatever, it was with the full consent and acquiescence of the baal. What happens if shalach bayad? If now he's shalach yad to do something that he didn't make up with the baal. As far as the baal he made up with them, that he's going to use it only for harisha. And now shalach bayad to use it for something else. He's going to go and put all of his wet laundry at night on the back of this. His laundry line fell down. He's putting his makle, his tarmiloi, his whatever, his vesh, his laundry on the animal. He didn't borrow it for that. He borrowed it for plowing. So now he's a shlech bayad. But there's no chasarin. The animal doesn't lose weight as a result or anything like that. So in bazoi, he's a timora, sholech nocho. It takes him, umah shodhi las balim ka'ovid. He has the right to go and use it as a shoyl. There's a balim came all the rishos. But nevertheless, shalach bayad, if he himself shalach bayad, meaning that he used it for something that he had not made up with the balim.
He misused it.
Then he's going to be chayiv. Shem mechinim, shem esachar, loy kolshkin, they didn't even have the right to use it, ledas balim, in the first place. They're not supposed to use it, they're just supposed to keep it in a nice place and protect it and not doing anything with it. So madach of shoyl changed the terms of the usage by using it shloi al das balam, he's going to be chayiv. Is a kolshkein kal v'chema ben beneshel kal v'chema the shemachinim shemesach that doesn't even have that initial right to use it totally shloi al das balam, the chavad is going to be chayiv. So he says, lo menema, why do I have to have the two shlichas yads by shemachinim and by shemesach? Says Rabbi, I'll explain to you. Chodolei malach shlichas yad ainet shlich chesar. Like we said before, like that man the yama, you don't need chesar. The Enoch and the second one, Shalei Toimer, Da Yoy Lovim, and Adin, Liyoy Skin Nidin. What means Da Yoy Lovim, and Adin? As we know, any time that you're learning something from somewhere else, the question is, can you just learn the isolated halacha, or do you have to take it with all of the background information? What do you mean? Because what's the din by a shoyl? A shoyl b'balim is potter. Aha. Uh-huh. So what happens if the shoyl was taka shaleach boyad without the das balim, using it for something that the balim did not permit, did not agree to, did not acquiesce, did not consent at the initial terms of the shayla? And guess what? And now the balim are working for him. So we know that halach is a shoyl balim is part of it. Zokti Gemara is ma shoyl balim is potter. Now I would go and say that the same halacha should apply. Since the whole shlichus yad by shemachinim shemesacher you're learning from shoyil, if he was shalech bayad and the balim were working for the shoyil at that time, he's patur, because that's the din of shalem balim in ba'al of imai. So then I would say the same thing applies to shemachinim shemesacher. If they were shalech bayad, as long as the balim are with him or working for him, it'd be patur. Kamash malon, that's why the second Shlichus Yad is said by Shem Mesachar to tell you, no, that you're chayiv, even if the Balaam are working for you. So even though by Shoyel, if the Balaam are working for you, you'd be potter. If the Balaam are working for you by the Shem Achim, Shem Mesachar, and Shaleach Bayad, you're still chayiv. That's why you have to both.
How could they do it if the Balaam is there, Shaleach Yad?
How
can you be Shaleach Yad?
He does it anyway.
Yet Shem and Perek HaShoyel, which we're going to have later on, we're going to have tons about all of this, but the bottom line is that the Torah gives the Xerus HaKosov that a person who's a Shoyel, he borrows this object, for instance, and there is an oinus with that object. However, if the owner of the object is working for him at the time of the original Shaila, then he's potter. Why is he potter? So he's trying to tire the balam working for him. Aha. So here too, the person, the shoyel, was abusing the terms of the original shayla. He's now a shaleach boyad. The Torah says, if the balam are working for him, he's off the hook. If there's an oinus, you're potter. Says now Rava, the reason why the poynishlum repeated the word shlichas yad by shem esachar is to go and tell you that if you have that same situation by Shem Achinim or Shem Esachar, that Shaleach Bayad, that's using this property without permission, and the owner is working for him, doesn't have to be present, but he works for him in terms of Baal of Ima. Baal of Ima literally in the Torah means that he's sitting there, standing there, sitting there, but it's not the requirement. The requirement is that at the time of the original terms of Sha'ila, he was working for him, even if subsequently he's no longer working for him. Anyway, that's already enough. Says if he was working for him, the same thing would apply to a Shem Achinim or Shem Esachar, that he'd be potter because it's quote unquote a she'ela b'balim kamash malon. That's why I have the second post shlichus yad. That even though the balim are working for him, guess what? You're still chayav. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to have both tzukim. So tomorrow the man yomer shlichus yad tzrich chesar. Hani tachu shlichus yad lomeli. According to the other man yomer, tzrich chesarin. So why did Torah have to repeat shlichus yad twice? According to Rava, I can learn it from Shoyel. Number one, like we just said now, if you're only learning from Shoyel, I would say, if it's the Balaam, you're Bata. No. Shleich Yad, even if the Balaam are working for you, you're still Chayav. The Idach, what do I need the other one? Kedesan, it says in the Brayso, V'nikra B'Alabayso Lehim, L'Shvua. Now, if you look at, if you have the Torah or Shalim, on the left-hand side, Him lo yimotzi haganav, V'nikra B'Alabayso Lehim, Him lo yisholach yodim imalechas re'eyo. Now, what is a poshib shat manikar balabais elohim? Elohim over here is not referring to the Rabbi Yishalim, it's referring to the Bezin, to the Dayan. So we can't find the Ganav, says the Balabas, the owner of the object. Let's go to the Bezin and find out. Are you chayv? Not chayv, blah, blah, blah. So the poshib shat is, the Kirsanya, back to the Mar, manikar balabais elohim, lishvur. Poshib shat is, it's ledin. Atoim lishvur, yaina elo ledin. Maybe it means ledin. What means ledin? For din toira, between the Balim and the Shomer, who's right and who's wrong? Let's hear what was it. Was it Shemachina? Was it Shemesach? Was it Shoyel? Was it Gnei Vaveda? Was it Pshia? No! Nikra Balabais Olehim is Lishvua, that the Shemachinim has to make a Shvua, Shaloi Poshaba, Vishaloi Sholach Bayad, and the same thing, the Shemesachar has to make a Shvua, Shaloi Sholach Bayad, and that it was a Gnei Vaveda, whatever the situation is. So it's coming to tell you the Shvua. After the Shvua, ain't Lidin, maybe that's not the Pshat, maybe Taka means Lidin. Nem Shlichus Yad the Matzah, Nem Shlichus Yad the Malah. It's a Shlichus Yad both by the Shem Achinam and by the Shem Esachar. Malah Lun Meshvua, just like in one of the two cases, the Torah says that the Nishba, and he has to go make a shvua, afkan, the same thing applies. In the other case, it's also lishvua. So therefore, I need the two shlichas yad, not to tell you hilchah shlichas yad, not to go and tell you the din of dayoy, but to go and tell you that in both cases, any time you have a shomer, when is he exempt from paying? Only if he makes a shvua. How do I know that? I learned shlichas yad from one to the other. Here it says, v'nikar ba'al habayis on him, and there it says, a lashon of nishba, and both say shlichas yad. So in both cases, you make a shvua to patur yourself. Thank you all for listening, Mitch. And the good news is that tomorrow, the daf is much